From the Radio Cayman Newsroom, I'm Jevy Ebanks. The jury of seven in the case of Rex versus Jeffrey Williams Ebanks has returned their verdict. Jeffrey Williams Ebanks was found not guilty on both counts against him for charges of breach of trust and conflict of interest stemming from his tenure as chairman of the board for the National Housing and Development Trust. Mr. Ebanks' bail was dropped and he was immediately released by Justice Cheryl Richards. The rape trial against a man who's charged with rape of three underage girls commenced this afternoon in Grand Court. George Martin Slipper faces 15 charges, including three of rape and multiple counts of sexual communication with a child and engaging in sexual activity with a child. Slipper denies all the charges and is represented by Keith Myers. The case opened to the jury of seven this afternoon and is expected to run for at least 5 days and will be presided over by Justice Marlene Carter. Land matters dominate Cabinet's April 9th agenda. Here is Radio Cayman's Paul Akal.
This meeting's agenda was heavy with land matters, including the approval of planning exemption for both the construction of a community park, a parking lot, and fencing, along with, quote, various works to improve Kaibo Public Beach and Park. Cabinet then issued several coastal works permits to construct a dock and cabana offshore Rum Point Drive, west of Hutland, an additional dock and after-the-fact permitting for a project off Water Key Road, north of Finger Key, a dock and cabana offshore CV Road, east of the Frank Sound Junction, a seawall in Bonnie's View, and after-the-fact construction of a dock and cabana along Austin Connolly Drive, north of Gun Bay, a commercial concrete dock along North Church Street, just south of Kirk's, and the removal of part of an existing dock and the construction of a new dock on North Side Road, west of Frank Sound. Cabinet also gave the green light for new public roadworks, quote, compromising the extension of Booby Drive, Cayman Brac, as well as the purchase of some land just north of the Cayman Brac Airport. Other items on the agenda included the approval of a strategic outline case for the procurement of meal providers for the public schools meal program and the approval of the summary jurisdiction amendment bill for submission to Parliament. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Paul Akal.
Several appointments and reappointments were also made to the local boards, including Nick Hoffman as chair of the Labour Tribunal, Ian Pierdew as the Civil Aviation Authority chairman, and Diane McClure as the chair of the Copyright Appeals and Trademarks Appeals Tribunal. As the National Children's Festival of the Arts kicked off in Cayman Brac today, Grand Cayman primary instrumentalists are celebrating after wooing the judges on Wednesday in solo and group performances. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller was there.
Violins, cellos, guitars, ukuleles, pianos, name the instrument, and Cayman's kids showed they can play it. The judges were impressed by what they saw and what it means for the future of Cayman's music scene.
We're really excited that music is alive and well in primary schools. That's what we've all done and been involved in, if we aren't already, you know, in the past. And seeing them being exposed to a variety of different musical genres, and you know, whether it's playing classical instruments or as we see them setting up themselves with foot pedals for their guitars and things like that. Fair play to the music teachers and to the schools. It's not cut any music out of education. Let's add to it.
I caught up with one of the local students after their piano performance.
Well, NCFA itself was really nice, and when I just went up there on the stage, I felt like I could do anything, and even if I messed up, it would still be fun. And winning a gold medal, I was so happy when they announced my name as a gold medalist. NCFA was really great, and winning a gold medal on my first try was even better.
Competition continued today with speech and dance presentations for Cayman BRAC primary students. Tonight, the Sister Islands also hosted the Yaman Mohammed Memorial Steel Pan Competition as well. Final NCFA concerts are expected next week. Reporting for Radio Cayman News from John Gray Performing Arts Hall, I'm Carsley Fulmer.
Local sixth graders head to the Big Apple to get a taste of the United Nations.
MBTS has been participating in the MMUN program since 2017. Students get to choose if they want to participate in the enrichment program, and I am happy to say that over the years, very few have opted out as the students themselves recognize this as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Montessori-by-the-Sea co-principal Debbie Thompson tells Radio Cayman this year's six delegates spent the academic year prepping so they could speak confidently about their assigned countries. Teacher Karen Fabry.
The MUN program involves year-long classroom and after-school study, participation in virtual working sessions, and social meetups with peers from across the globe. And then it culminates in a multi-day global education simulation that enables our students in grade 6 to learn about the operations of the UN and its role.
Three Cayman delegates, Gia Hugh, Ocampo, May Fajita, and Piercy Tabor, were chosen by their global peers to present this year's resolution at the New York City's United Nations General Assembly. The conference, also including a songwriting component and Leo Mildenberger, was selected to participate, performing at the session's closing ceremony. Yasmin Joseph's Juve is hitting the Prospect Playhouse with open auditions this weekend. Director Judith Nichols.
Set against the backdrop of Notting Hill Carnival, Juve is a joyful and fearless story of two best friends, Jade and Nadine, fighting for space in a world that should be theirs and battling to protect tradition in a society where women's bodies are frequently under threat.
Auditions are April 21st at the Prospect Playhouse, starting at 12:30 p.m.
For more information about the production and auditions, go to www.cds.ky. Interested in auditioning? Email judith@cds.ky.
The play takes place in Notting Hill's Carnival and is an all-female-led production. That's your latest news. I'm Jevy Ebanks.